Hello, this is Jamie.
Hi. I've never got around to talk to Daniel. I'll get to it.
We'll circle back around to it, you know?
Well, Tony had his surgery, and he came through it, and we're recuperating.
Good. I'm glad you say we, because it's a strain on you, too. I'm glad he's doing well.
Yeah. Wednesday, we hope they'll take the drain out. We have to go back.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Okay. I'm going to mute.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay. Sorry to have interrupted the conversation.
Oh, it's okay. We can catch up at some other time. Thank you.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Shimin Ta, Ta Ti, Sera, Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tat Tzadi, Kaberinat, Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Ra Tufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamren Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kafshin Barchem tacharem, rachame sitkatcha, tamid gamlem, betet resh, savitav gimel. Chasim kadosh, berov tucha, nael adatach, ket kufbet, tet nunayim. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kidushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayim Kuf Shavateinu kabel ushma tziakateinu yodea talumot Shin Kufav Tadi Yud Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, V'ra'al chesed ve'emet, Notze chesed la'alavim, Notze awon wa'fesha, V'chata'a v'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. We will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kutsha B'Yichu Ish Kintei B'Tchilu Erchimu T'chilu T'chilu Erchimu Le'afta L'shem Yud Hei B'Val Hei B'Yichudah Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asot Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Koneinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Koneinu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Taneinan Bekudsha Berichu Koma De'aved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishok Be'ovada Dikshot Veleid Lach Mila Bialma Divaye Barnash Ladach Yaleya Nineya ulan hagav. Seya talana dehakunu ovada. Dikshot inun wikolai tzirich. Be alma. The energy of this current year, 5779, is to become wise. There are three verses in the Tanakh that have the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Tet, concealed within the verse. Each of these three verses, the concealed letters, are separated by two letters each. The first of the three verses we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Uimadele lo tishmeuli uyasafti uyasra etchem sheva alfatotechem. The next verse that we study is Isaiah chapter 36, verse 6. Hine vatachta al mishenet hatane haratzutz hazeh al mitraim asher yisamet. Ishalav uvav bekapo unkavakem paro melech mitraim lekol habotim alav. The third verse that we study is from the prophet Micah. It is chapter 6, verse 13. Wagam ani hekeleti hakotecha hashmeim al hakotecha. There is a fourth verse that connects to the energy of becoming wise through the first and last letter of the verse. In Isaiah, it is chapter 40, verse 20. It starts with a hey and ends with a tet. Ham sukan teruma et lo yikav yivchar harash haham yivakesh lo lehakim pesel lo yimot. This verse that we just studied is one of 13 verses that start with a hey and end with a tet. We are choosing to study one and connect it to the month that we are in, currently Kislev. Soon we will be studying the fourth verse. There is one verse in the Tanakh that starts with the letter Taf and ends with the letter Tet, again connecting to the energy of the year, Taf Shin Ayin Tet. That verse comes from Job. It's chapter 41, verse 22. Taf Tav Hadudei Chares Yir par charutz aleitit. The energy of the year 5778 is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. וישכב אמנון ויצהל, ויבוא המלך לראותו. ויאמר אמנון אל המלך תבוא, נא תמר אחותי, ותלבב לעיני, שתי לביבות, ואברה מידה. The second verse that we study comes from Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati Odiaha Wawoni Lokisiti Amarti ode ale peshai Ladonai ohe wahe Weata nasata awon Chatati sela. Year 5777. Is the year of the wake-up call, as well as the year of the goat. The first verse that we study, there are two verses. The first we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod sadumi katsipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we have Tzatz, Ki, Ach. When we take the last letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. Tzatz, Ki, Ach, the first letters, translates as a peer like brothers. The second verse is from Joshua, chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name Tashin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Ki Vadonai Yohewahe Elohechem Kadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to its energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rakat kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehashit Et kol ha'olot v'yehaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelod hamlacha v'yad yitkatshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav v'yitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Here are these names. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame Hey 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 Aka Rekaha. The second verse is from Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu v'Adonai Yohewahe Adead Ki b'ya Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. The year 5775, as the energy is swallowing death forever. There are three verses in this, in the Tanakh. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second of the three is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam. Asher yichabe sham ushavtem elai el nachon. Wehalakti yichem wechayayim yeshno. Varetz vechipasti oto bekol alfei Yehuda. The third is from Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegel ola netzach yoved ro'av yomru ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse in the Tanakh that has this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Usamti makom l'ami l'Yisrael. Untati vishakan ta'kal v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. We do this with the tool of speaking the letters with their root vowel in sequence out loud. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehegi lalahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awahe hea. Yozala me behe, he reyo he kome, la awa kalayo, la wawa pehe la, nulacha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa, nuta he he a a, yo e ta shi a he, reyo yo awa me, la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me le he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he wa shi a me me. Nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me 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 wa me. We will now connect to the names of God that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me. Me be shi la yo hey. Anu a kameta. Hey hey o anu da la he wa. Hey me a yotza la me re he. Hey yo yo hey me me. La wa wa kabe yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo hey yo me nu hey 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 wa. Yo yo hey hey she a yo re ta she a hey. Re la yo a wa me. La yo be wa he re. Yo yo la la he he. Ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me. Re he a yo he za. He she he me ta ha. Wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo. A a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo. He yo she a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta. Me la he he a yo. Nu ko me yo re la. He be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he. A la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko. A la ya he he wa. Re la he yo yo me. He la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 24th day of Kislev. Shimon, the son of Yaakov Avinu, the progenitor of the tribe of Shimon, the chariot for harsh judgment. Rabbi Yichya Salah. Rabbi Shmuel Yitzhak, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Rosenfeld. Rabbi Moshe ben Rabbi Menachem Mendel Panet. Rabbi Chaim Hager. Rabbi Chaim Hiskiyahu Medini, known as the Sudei Femin. And we will say the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach in a whisper. We will now say the two lines of the Shema Yisrael in case any of our members have not yet said it. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Yeah. We have the abridged Kaddish that is always good to say, as it is essentially praising God, and it's a elevator that helps us to rise spiritually or to return to our physical selves spiritually. And this is an abridged Kaddish, which can may be said at any time, whether you're in a minyan or not. It kadal, it kadash me rabba. And everyone says amen. Be'alma divra kirute li malchute b'chayechom. Uliomechon uchaye, dekol Beit Yisrael, biagala uvizman kariv, itbarach vishtabach, itpa'ar vidromam, itna. se vita dar vita le vita lau shme de kucha le ela min kobir kata shirata tushvechata benechemata da amiran de alma Yeshlama Rabba Min Shamaya V'chaim Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael V'im Ruh Amen Ose Shalom V'im Romal Hu Yase Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael There is a meditation that is good to say at this time of year. You'll find it on the Unique Astrological Times link, the last link on the page. We start with the level of Malchut, and we say each of the sequences, the names of God, that is intermixed with the Hebrew word Ani, which translates as I, the individual. The purpose of this meditation is to reunify yourself with the central column of the Tree of Life. Malchut. Yo-ah-hei-mi, wa-yo-hei. Yo-ah-hei-mi, wa-yo-hei. Yo-ah-hei-mi, wa-yo-hei. Yesod. Yu-ah-hu-mi, wu-yo-hu. You are who me wu yo who. You are who me wu yo who. Hod. You are who me wu yo who. You are who me wu yo who. You are who me wu yo who. Netzach. Ye are he me wu yo he. Ye are he me wu yo he. Tiferet. Yo aho ni wo yo ho. Yo aho ni wo yo ho. Yo aho ni wo yo ho. Gibura. Ye ah ni wi yo. Ye ah ni wi yo. Ye ah ni wi yo. Chesed. Yeah, I hear me way your hair. Yeah, I hear me way your hair. Yeah, I hear me way your hair. Bina. Yeah, I hear me way your hair. Yeah, I hear me way your hair. Yeah, I hear me way your hair. Hakma. Yeah, I hear me way your hair. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. The Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. And we will again say the eighth verse of the Anabakoa. In a whisper. Our class today can be found on the Unique Astrological Times link. When the link opens up, scroll down to the section of Hanukkah. It is the fourth link under the word Hanukkah. Its title is Hanukkah Lighting Meditation. This is a menorah meditation that was written, conceived by a rabbi who is a Kabbalist, a modern Kabbalist. He's what not well known. He's written a number of pamphlets and books that you can find. I bring you this meditation in addition to the Nair, the candle meditation that we've discussed before. I suggest that you try these meditations when you're lighting your own candles, and remind you that candles, the first candle will start at sundown tonight. And the main purpose of Hanukkah is to publicize that miracle and all miracles. And as Jewish people in this generation, in this time, in this year, whether you live in America or you live in North America or you live in Israel or you live elsewhere in the world, one has to determine for themselves whether they publicize this miracle by lighting the candles in a window that others can see in passing by on the street or in their open doorway, which is what is recommended in times that are civil and peaceful, or does one need to conceal them by lighting behind the closed door or the closed window covering? It's a personal choice. For myself, I am lighting in the open door. I will begin to read the handout. The five elements of the flame are associated with different divine names. Jewish meditation spans many methodologies, from the most complex mystical and scriptural contemplations to the most simple and direct forms of self-inquiry. As we light the candles of our Hanukkah menorah, we have an opportunity to tap into rich resources of Kabbalistic wisdom and self-improvement. To help us access these resources, we will begin our meditation by delving into the basic test of the Kabbalah, the Zohar, which analyzes a candle flame in terms of its underlying component colors. In the flame itself, there are two lights. One is white and luminous, and the other is black or blue. The white light is the higher of the two, and it rises steadily. The black or the blue light is underneath the white light, which rests on the black or the blue light as on a pedestal. The two are inseparably connected, the white resting upon and enthroned upon the black. This blue or black light is sometimes turning red, but the white light above it never changes its color. The lower light, which is sometimes black, sometimes blue, and sometimes red, is a connecting link between the white light to which it is attached above and to the concrete body, the wick, to which it is attached below. Which keeps it alight? This red light always consumes anything under it, or anything brought in contact with it, for such is its nature, to be a source of destruction and death. But the white light which is above it never consumes or destroys and never changes. In order to turn this passage into a practical meditation, we first need to unfold its deeper meanings as well as its applications for our personal lives. We will begin by exploring the mysticism of the divine names that correspond to different parts of the candle flame. Looking more closely, the passage from the Zohar mentions several elements of a candle flame. Number one, the flame itself, in which the various manifestations of light appear. Number two, the unchanging or steady aspect of the flame's white light. Number three, the fluctuating aspect of the blue or black lights. Number four, the destructive aspect of the flame, symbolized by the red color that sometimes appears within the blue or black light. And we will add a fifth element that is not mentioned in the passage. If you look very carefully, below the blue or black light, there is a subtle but steady white light where the flame is attached to the wick. Like the large upper white light, this small white light does not change color. It is in this sense a diminished reflection of the upper white light. Because of their similarity, we could say that the first manifestation, the large white light, is present within the final manifestation, the small white light. And this is consistent with the principle, the beginning is wedged in the end. The above elements are metaphorically associated with different divine names. Number one, the flame itself does not have a corresponding name. For it is not an attribute of the flame, but its totality or its essence. It is itself, just as your name is irrelevant when you're thinking about yourself, since you are one with yourself. All names and descriptions are irrelevant to the self or the essence of divinity. Number two. The upper white light corresponds with the divine name Hashem, Havaya, the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. This is the main part of the flame that doesn't change color, but rises steadily upward, detached from the wick. It does not need to destroy or negate the wick in order to exist. Havaya, sometimes called Hashem, or the Tetragrammaton, connotes the changeless, transcendent attribute of divinity. It is the infinite reality that completely transcends the world, the physical world, without negating its existence. The third level, the light that constantly changes in appearance from blue to black to red, corresponds with the divine name Echieh. That's Aleph Hey Yud Hey. This name means I will be, for the way that God appears to us is always changing and evolving, according to our own spiritual evolution. The fourth level, the red light that appears within the blue or black light corresponds with the name Elohim. This name indicates the concealment of Hashem, or the concealment of God in relation to the world, and the letters of Elohim can be rearranged to spell the phrase Ilam Yud-Heh, the silencing of the Yud-Heh, the silencing of God. Elohim also alludes to the attribute of Din, of judgment, severity, as in the power of divinity to consume worldly forces, negating that which is not divine. And the fifth level, the subtle white light attached to the wick corresponds with the name Adonai, as this light is a reflection of the upper white light. The name Adonai is like a receptacle for the transcendent name Havaya. When in the recitation of formal prayers, we come to the Havaya, the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, we recite instead its diminished, more tangible reflection, Adonai. The illusions of these divine names. Everything in the world reflects these five dimensions. And let's use a tree as an example. The essence of a tree is its treeness. It is completely itself without regard to its attributes. I am adding, Kabbalah teaches that the essence of a tree is that it grows against gravity. Remember, gravity is the embodiment of the desire to receive for oneself alone. Number two, the Havaya of a tree is its ineffable presence. It is impossible to comprehensively describe a tree, or anything else for that matter. Number three, the Echiye of a tree is the fact that it is constantly changing, constantly growing, and fluctuating with the seasons. A tree is always treeing. Number four, the Elohim of a tree is that it is revealing only tree, and thus concealing everything else. It exists by negating non-tree objects. A tree also consumes non-tree elements, such as the water and minerals in the soil below it. Five, the Adonai of the tree is its diminished reflection within the concept or word tree. We indicate a tree with the name tree, even though what a tree really is transcends our comprehension. My commentary. All of these five points in the section above seems to me to be unclear. I have learned and taught the four phases as taught by Rabbi Ashlag. These four phases of the creative process does make these descriptions of a tree much more clear. And I recommend you read the handouts for the classes on the four phases that you can find on the Revealed Wisdom section of the Yeshem website in the matrix, which we call the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. Kabbalistic unifications. A Kabbalistic unification or a Yehud is a contemplative method of drawing the power of transcendent divinity into the physical world. Unifications may be performed by means of letters and or their numerical values, the gematria. Here we are contemplating the three basic ways that the unchanging transcendent light of the Infinite One can unite with the changeable manifest finite reality. When the gematria of Havaya is united with or added to the gematria of Echie, it becomes 21 plus 26, totals 47. When Havaya is added to the name Elohim, which is 86, and 26, the sum is 112. And from earlier studies, we know 112 is Yabok, the river that Jacob crossed to wrestle with the angel, which the Kabbalists tell us was the angel of death. When Havaya, 26, is added to Adonai, 65, the sum is 91. The word Amen. The total of these three sums, 47, 112, and 91, is 250. The word Ner, or candle, or light, also has a gematria of 250, Nun Resh. Therefore, before we light a Hanukkah Ner, we can bring to mind these three unifications. By doing so, we hope to invite the transcendent light to shine within the world. There are 25 letters in the names used in the Dove unifications. Havaya has four letters, and it appears three times in the unifications. So we have 3 times 4 is 12 letters. Echie has 4 letters. Elohim has 5 letters and Adonai 4 letters, with a combined total of 4 plus 5 plus 4 is 13. Thus we have 12 plus 13, or 25 letters. The number 25 in Hebrew is represented by the letters Kaf and He, spelling the syllable Ka. Thus, the word Hanukkah can thus mean Hanu, translation rested upon, Ka, the 25 letters of the names of God, the 25 letters of these three unifications. In other words, the light of these three unifications are to rest upon, settle into our lives. They are not just conceptual structures. They can be absorbed and felt and lived. Therefore, when we recite the word Hanukkah in our blessings over the Hanukkah lights, we could intend to internalize the tangible illumination represented by these unifications. Now turn the meditation inward. After you light your Hanukkah candles, take some time to quietly gaze at them and take their mystical meanings to heart. The Halakha says that as long as the candles are burning, which is approximately a half hour to 45 minutes, we are to be studying Torah, observing the candles, singing, elevating our joy and happiness, publicizing the miracles, contemplating the miracles. The flame itself represents what you are in essence, your total you-ness. Prior to any of your attributes, gaze at the flame and ask yourself, who am I in essence? prior to any of my attributes. Now turn your gaze inward and look for a moment at the irreducible you-ness of you. The large white part of the flame represents your Havaya, the ineffability of your unchanging, transcendent soul. Gaze at the white light and ask, what is the most stable aspect of my life, that which I hold on to the most, or that which is most precious? Turn your gaze inwards and recognize the awesome fact that you are always part of the infinite light of Hashem. The blue or black light near the base of the flame represents your Echie, your state of yearning, of changing, your state of becoming. Gaze at this light and ask, what are my aspirations and dreams? What do I see myself becoming? And what can I do to begin the process? Turn your gaze inward and recognize your yearning to embody more of your higher self, your transcendent soul. The red light that sometimes appears within the blue or black flame represents your Elohim, the element of concealment or negation in your life. Gaze at this area of the flame and ask, what are the negative or destructive habits that I need to release? Turn your gaze inward and recognize any concealment of your soul's brilliance. Where are you hard to see? Where are you hard to see you? And where are others hard to see who you want to be? The small white light attached to the wick represents your Adonai, the way you express yourself through your most non-fluctuating identity. Perhaps it is your profession, your family role, or your social identity. Gaze at the small white light attached to the wick and ask, how do I express my identity in this physical world? How can I better reflect my soul in thought, word, and deed or action? Turn your gaze inward and recognize that your mind and body are vehicles for your soul and its purpose. Before I continue, this is an unwritten commentary, but it needs to be said. It needs to be contemplated during your gazing at the lights. We all know that our body is not us, although we do identify our body as ourself. But what is our mind? Our brain is a physical organ that sits underneath our skull, within our head. But what is your mind? Where do your thoughts originate? Do they originate in your physical brain? Or do they originate outside of your physical body in something called your mind? Continuing to read. To turn the unifications inward, you could gaze at the flame and notice that the upper white light of the flame does not cancel out the lower three lights, nor vice versa. On the contrary, all the colors are united in a continuous rainbow of light. And this represents the fact that Havaya is in Yehud, unity, with Echie, with Elohim, and with Adonai. Now turn your gaze inward and recognize the fact that your changeless, transcendent brilliance miraculously coexists with the ups and downs of your life, with your ambitions, with your identifications, with your achievements, and with your goals. You are all one. Simple and direct. To amplify the five inward meditations above, here are five direct questions that you could ponder as you meditate on the Hanukkah lights. Who am I? What is most precious to me? What are my aspirations and dreams? What do I need to release from my life? Am I expressing my higher self in the physical world? This Hanukkah, may we all unify the light of our soul with our body and with our physical world. That is the end of our time, the end of our handout, and the beginning of our meditation this evening. Does anyone have any questions? And while you're unmuting to ask questions, I'll just make a few announcements. At 2:45 p.m. in the afternoon, West Coast time, where I will be is a group lighting of our candles. I will be doing the lighting as I represent the prayer leader in our Shabbat Minyan. I will be connecting to the conference call so that you may hear what is said, what is done, but it is not necessarily a typical conference call where I'm going to solicit questions, because I will be soliciting those questions from the people that I am with physically. But those questions that you have can be written down and asked on Wednesday night's question and answer session. But you are all invited Monday to Thursday to these lightings. This is the only times that they are done in this building, because that's when the community gets together. On the weekends, Shabbat and Sunday, the community tends to disperse to its family. And so we do not have community events other than the Shabbat Shabbat morning service. So that is why it will only be Monday to Thursday. And now, does anybody have any questions?
Did you say 2:45 West Coast time?
Yes.
Okay.
That's 4:45 your time. It's a little early for your time, Anna. But it's 5:45 here on the East Coast, and it is appropriate time for the lighting of the candle.
Say again? 2:35 or 2:45? I'm not hearing it clearly.
45.
Okay.
And also, I will not reach the appropriate 10 minutes if somebody doesn't come on. I will call in at the 2:45, 2:46 time. And if there's nobody on, I will hang up because the people who are there are actually eating dinner.
Right.
So they don't want to necessarily listen to the music on our conference call. But
okay.
If somebody's there, I will leave the phone on and proceed with whatever I'm going to be doing. Okay. Are there any other questions?
Well, I felt like it's not a question, but while you were reading the commentary, the handout, oh, it was like a dose of a big vitamin.
It's a powerful meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It can also be used in the Shabbat candle meditations as well, although in a different way. But the connections of the names of God and the unity of the names, it's a way of drawing the light from above and bring it into our physical world and into ourselves so that we can become connected to Hashem and become a light to the nations, individually and collectively. There's a question always asked in the Talmud, and it's explained in many different places. I'm not sure which is the first place it was explained. But the question is, why do Jewish people move, gyrate? There are many different words that describe it. When you're standing in the Amidah, you move your upper torso. It just is natural to a Jewish soul. And the question is, why does the Jewish soul vibrate this way? And the answer that has been given over the centuries by many different people is that the Jewish soul is a light, is a candle reflecting the light of Hashem. And just as a candle keeps moving, now in this meditation it was described as not moving, but we know that the winds and the movements of the air from the heat and from the air conditioning and from the fans and whatever else is around us, we know that the light constantly moves. It doesn't stay straight. But the white part of the light does stay straight. And if you look for what I've described in this meditation, you will see it. Any other questions? I wish you all a Freilich Hanukkah, a happy Hanukkah, a Hanukkah filled with the Organus, the concealed light that Hashem put away for the righteous, but He allows us non-righteous access to it during these 8 days of Hanukkah. Lighting the candle, drawing the light consciously, is a very powerful meditation and actually does draw the light of the concealed light from the first day of creation, known as Organus, the concealed light. Shavua Tov to all. Have a beautiful week of happy Hanukkah. And Shalom Gadol to all.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Shavua Tov.
Thank you so much.
Shalom.
Shalom.